What's boiling my pig anuses? I'm Robert Evans. This is Behind the Bastards, the show where every week I bring shame upon my friends. Sophie is not in the room right now, or she would most assuredly not be okay with this. Cody looks horrified. Katie will, barely meeting my eyes. Looks like. How do you guys feel about that intro?
My internal reaction was okay. So does that clarify things?
I have no issue with it.
No issue.
I think you should say it every few minutes.
You think should we make some hoodies?
I think you need to make some hoodies. I think you need to advertise those hoodies every few minutes.
Okay, every few minutes.
Just a real big Facebook push.
What's boiling my feet, pig anuses?
Mm-hmm. What's boiling my feet is a different one entirely.
That is a different one.
Because also you take out the comma and you're asking the pig anuses what's boiling my pig anuses?
What
came in and started boiling my pig anuses?
And not who.
Right.
Because
right.
You know that there's a wide variety of possibilities mm-hmm. as to who's behind that.
Yeah. Something is boiling your pig
anuses. In our world of drones and mm-hmm. Boston Dynamics walking robots, anything mm-hmm. could be boiling those pig anuses.
Aren't pig anuses calamari?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Regularly.
God, my dad never forgave me for sharing that.
For telling him that the pig anuses were calamari.
Yeah. Saw a video, I think, probably Boston Dynamics, of a robot picking up a pen. Going up to a screen and pressing the not a robot button to confirm and then sign in, drop the pen.
See, and mm-hmm. if it can pick up a pen, it can boil a pig anus.
It can.
Absolutely.
It can boil a pig mm-hmm. anus. Well, we've said the word pig anuses often enough for this episode. Mm-hmm. I'm Robert Evans. This is Behind the Bastards, the show where we tell you everything you don't know about the very worst people in all of history. But today is a special episode. Ooh. Now, about 4 weeks ago, we all came together to talk mm-hmm. about a little fella named George Lincoln Rockwell.
That's right.
Little mischievous tyke.
An unforgettable experience. Yeah.
Just a little bit of a joker. Just a fellow.
And I launched a GoFundMe during that for an audiobook that I'm still working on. Hopefully, it'll be out within the next 2 months or so, called "The War on Everyone." My initial goal was to raise $5,000, and we're currently over five times that amount raised.
What? Amazing.
Yeah, it's done very, very well. I'm incredibly grateful. I think 1,300 people now have donated like an average of like $30 a piece, something
well
like that.
Well deserved.
Really, really, really happy and grateful to my audience. We're going to do some cool stuff with that money. It's also going to allow me to eat food that's not boiled pig anuses.
Well deserved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Although I'm going to keep boiling some pig anuses, you guys.
Oh, so you're what's boiling pig anuses.
I am usually what's boiling my pig anuses. Right. Yeah. It's how you get cheap calamari.
Exactly.
Now, we decided, or I decided, and I asked Cody Johnston and Katie Stoll, who I've not introduced yet, but who I assume our audience knows because you've been our most frequent guests by far.
That's true. Hello.
I wanted to give them something special. Now, in the office where we record this studio, there's a book that's always sitting on the table. And that book is titled The Greatest Lie on Earth, Proof That Our World Is Not a Moving Globe by Edward Hendry. And we had the idea of just sitting down for an hour or so and just opening the book to random paragraphs, and reading it, and seeing what we find.
Yeah, we did a little test.
We did a little test.
Pick two pages. Yeah. Really interesting stuff.
really fascinating stuff.
Yeah. It never fails. Every time you open it, there's some little nugget.
There's some little nugget of something you didn't expect. So that's what this episode is going to be. We're all going to learn a little bit about the greatest lie on earth. Now, I'm going to start with going into the little thing. What do you call the thing on the back of a book that explains what the book's about?
I call it the back of the book.
Back of the book summary.
There you go. So I'm going to start with that.
Great.
This book reveals the mother of all conspiracies. It sets forth biblical proof and irrefutable evidence that will cause the scales to fall from your eyes and reveal that the world you thought existed is a myth. The most universally accepted scientific belief today is that the Earth is a globe, spinning on its axis at a rate of approximately 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, while at the same time it is orbiting the sun at approximately 66,600 miles per hour.
Whoa, wow. They're
blowing
already blown it wide open. Yeah. The back of the book.
The back of the book.
Blows it up.
Save some of those secrets for the pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I don't need to buy it.
Christian schools have been hoodwinked into teaching heliocentrism despite the clear teaching in the Bible that the earth is not a sphere and does not move. This book reveals the evil forces behind the heliocentric deception and why scientists and the Christian churches have gone along with it by Great Mountain Publishing.
Great Mountain.
It's got an ISBN number.
I didn't know that the Bible said that the earth didn't move.
Yeah, biblical proof. I'm curious about that. What was the next sentence after biblical proof, irrefutable evidence? It's towards the top.
That will cause the scales to fall from your eyes.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's intense.
Scales like intense. Justice or scales like a lizard?
I think they like mean
a
lizard person. Yeah. Right. The lizard scales.
You think maybe they talk about lizard people in
Well, I don't carry scales of justice in my eyes. I carry my lizard scales.
You do keep a lot of lizards on you, Katie.
As a member of the Illuminati, you do.
I mean,
you are required to carry many lizards around.
I mean, what do I always say? Outright. I can't share that secret.
ABS, always be skinking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard you say that, and I've heard other people say that.
Yeah, it's a common phrase here in Los Angeles, capital of the New World Order.
Yep.
Let's open the book.
Oh good.
Read us a random paragraph.
Flipping, and you picked one.
How do Armenians address the John chapter 6?
Address the what?
That is very far into the book. You're like maybe 9/10 of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
8/10 of the way through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
Armenians. Spelled wrong.
Are you serious?
Yeah, with two I's and no E.
Well, I think that they know best.
They know more than we know.
They know more than the Armenians.
I is for Illuminati, right? So you got to put more I's in there.
Okay. They reinterpret the language to say that God's drawing is only effectual for those of their own free will who choose to believe in Jesus. They claim that all who are drawn will believe in Jesus and be saved. The problem is that this interpretation is that ignores the clauses put... Okay, it's a lot of Jesus talk.
Armenians.
A lot of clauses. Armenians. Okay. Those clauses alone impeach the entire Armenian construct. How do Armenians address those clauses? Armenians ignore those clauses. So there's a lot of Armenians.
This is well researched.
I have to ask you what the title of this chapter is.
Okay. The title of the chapter where we're really digging hard into the Armenians.
Yeah,
here.
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. This is a long chapter.
Well, at least they're good at making generalizations.
Heliocentric Christianity.
Okay. Great.
It's just like, because we've done, like I said, we've done one or two pages as a test run. I was not expecting
that.
Armenians. Like, yeah.
That's some.
What?
That's some Ottoman era racism. Okay, I just opened it to another random page,
and sure.
The first thing I saw is a scan of Das Kapital.
With
written on the front, inscription from Marx to Darwin. So this is apparently a scan of the cover of Charles Darwin's copy of Das Kapital.
Okay.
So we are...
I believe that.
We're already heading in a great direction.
Evidence.
Of evidence.
Biblical proof.
Like communism, Darwinian evolution is necessarily atheistic and cannot stand if the authority of the Bible is accepted. The Bible makes it clear that God created man in his image, not after the image of an ape. So God created man in his own image. The image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So
a bold stance on pronouns and...
bold stance on pronouns.
This whole book... like smacks of gender, the mother of all lies. I believe the back said
the mother of all lies. You're right.
I mean, little matriarchal. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Two paragraphs below there, we got the phrase "godless Darwinism." So that's nice.
Sure.
I'm gonna check the next page
because Darwinism, they just don't seem to understand evolution or
no.
I'm obviously not surprised, but how do you address like you didn't create man in the image of an ape? Yeah. What? Go on. No one is saying that we're from apes.
No. I mean, but like saying we have a common ancestor means that like at some point something that wasn't people existed, and that intimates that like at some point something that's not people might exist and there'll still be intelligent life. And if you want to believe that like whatever it is you're doing is the right way
man,
to do things.
Like humankind is like the right, correct... It's the only way to be...
Right, you can't accept that.
Yeah, it's the same when you talk to people like, well, someday capitalism won't exist if there are still people. Like, not even because the system will collapse, but just because nothing people do ever lasts forever, and we're always...
I mean, things are gonna
every system has always changed,
yeah.
And they get, like, really angry.
Right,
and like,
right.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Like, this is the one time people got it right forever?
Right. Well, right, and like...
I'm sorry
just, like...
to upset you, but not that sorry.
Like, yeah, we're going to be around for decades and decades and centuries and centuries. And like, I don't know, probably our technology will be different and better. Yeah. And we'll be able to do a lot more things that might make some parts of our capitalist system not necessary anymore.
Maybe it will. Or maybe we'll all just...
kill ourselves before then?
Yeah, I mean, that's
can't God have said, I want to create human beings, and it's just going to take a long time. And eventually we'll get to the final form, which is you, person writing this crazy book. And you don't need to argue with it. It's fine.
He certainly could have said that, but he didn't.
He didn't.
That is, we're probably skipping ahead a little bit, but I assume we'll get to it either way. That is like the key of the flat earth philosophy is that like human beings are the center of the universe.
Right.
And that like it's this sort of like these people who are infuriated at the fact that like if the world's just a, like not even a really big planet.
Right.
And like our sun's not even a really big
sun.
Right.
It's all we're all medium.
Yeah. We're all like normal and there's just like trillions of things out there. Which like is, that they hate that.
Which is so sad because it's actually one of the most liberating thoughts that I can latch onto. It takes so much. Thank you. Some people take it the other way when they think like, oh, we're just a speck of dust floating in the universe. And when you get that perspective, I know some people are like, I find that really depressing. I find it liberating. Who cares what I do with this dumb life?
Yeah, like, that's usually the last thought before I like take a big glass of Kratom and play video games at the end of a night. It's like,
who cares?
Oh, fuck it. Like the sun's going to burn out in 4 billion years. Like it doesn't matter that much if I play video games tonight. Like it's not going to be a big deal.
Just breathe and be like, all right, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, like the whole idea, I don't. It's exciting too because like you said, like it's medium sun, medium planet. Medium distance from the sun, everything about why life has started to exist, it seems, is because there's this like middle ground equilibrium sort of space that allows for an atmosphere and a magnetic field and all the things that you need. So it's probably likely that there are other planets that are similar to
also,
that.
Also, maybe
so
bigger cool isn't too. Better. Medium's just fine. It's working.
Yeah, maybe medium's cool. Maybe
medium is cool.
Okay.
Why we're here?
Yeah, maybe medium is all we need.
It's my favorite setting on my air conditioner.
And maybe there like maybe that's all tied into nationalism. And if people were okay with just being medium nations, like I don't know, Norway.
I was gonna say Norway.
Seems like they're happy being medium.
Nation is fine.
Yeah, medium's great. Canada, medium nation, very happy people.
Yeah,
they're all the most happy. We're actually miserable quote greatest country on earth. Yeah. Everyone fucking hates it here.
Yeah,
there's too much pressure to be great.
Mm-hmm. Your Uruguay's a happy country, and their name sounds like Uruguay.
It does sound like that.
But it's fine.
Because it's 2019.
Because it's 2019.
It also doesn't translate that way.
It does not.
It's also not pronounced that way.
No, it's not.
But you're right.
But
you're
right. I was in middle school.
Absolutely.
I imagine they must be the most ashamed people. Turns out things are great there.
Yeah. Middle school, best school. See? It's right in the middle.
It actually is. Well, is it? That's a really strange age.
Yeah.
Because high school's,
it's pretty awkward.
Sucked.
I was still like a real weirdo in middle school.
Super weirdo.
Yeah. They called me Katie the Freaky Farmer.
Because of your overalls?
Yes.
Which you're wearing right now.
I am literally wearing them right now. Anyway, that's a little insight into me.
That's a little insight into Katie.
Flat Earth.
Speaking of insight into Flat Earth,
yes.
Let's pick us on the random page.
Please.
Notice how the Christians, with a true knowledge of God, immediately resisted the authority of the Jewish elders and chief priests and understood that the Jewish leaders were heathens in a conspiracy with the rulers of the world against God. The knowledge of the gospel of Christ had caused the people to see the massive world conspiracy against God and Christ. The Jewish religious leaders understood that the gospel of Jesus Christ had opened the eyes of the people and they had lost their hold on them. The Jewish hierarchy learned their lesson. They learned that in order to rule over the people, it was necessary to drive from them any true knowledge of God.
So, no.
God explains that heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. This is the kernel of understanding to who God is and how close he is to us. The Jews cannot let that be known.
So, we're talking
that's one
biblical
paragraph.
Times, though, when the Jews made a massive world conspiracy.
I think they might be talking about now, too.
I think they're talking about now.
I'm going to read how many times they use Jewish or Jew in that paragraph. A paragraph.
Yeah, a single paragraph.
One.
Was expecting this, too.
Is it spelled right?
Three. Yep.
Not. It's not two I's.
I guess only four
Jewish.
Times.
Although in Latin, Jehovah starts with
them. Yeah.
A lot of times.
They do three uses of the word Jewish, and then right at the bottom there, that's when we get Jews.
There it is. Yep. There it is. Yeah, I appreciate the stank you put on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all know, how
was
they
it
were writing it,
bolded
like how they
it
felt
italicized.
As they write it.
Yeah, it's pretty clear from the context.
I have an issue with someone saying that the heaven, like what the heavens, God's throne, and the earth is his footstool.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I have
yeah.
a problem with people saying that and being cool with it, mm-hmm. and being like, isn't that comforting mm-hmm. that we're God's footstool?
We all yeah. find comfort in different places.
That's
I guess.
That shows his relationship with us. We're his footstool.
Well, and you know what's crazy is that these are the same people who would like flip out over Islam because it means submission.
Right.
It's yeah. like, well, you're cool with being God's footstool. Like, what do you think's going
right.
on?
Yeah. Read any passage about women in the Bible.
Yeah.
Also.
It's all like, it's just like, don't take anything. It's the same thing with the founding fathers. Mm. Like,
sure.
they had some good ideas. Just like the people who wrote the Bible. Solid ideas in the Bible, Jesus.
Some wisdom.
Great
some
ideas. Yep. Stuff that still rings true today. Not all of it.
Not all of it.
Because it was thousands of years ago.
And we sure do tend to take the wrong bits.
They didn't know that pooping in the street was bad for your health.
Turns out it's bad.
Turns out it's really bad for your health.
You shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Our founding fathers thought that fucking locking someone in a room when they were sick and keeping the windows and doors closed was the way to heal them.
But it's...
Kills them.
Ah,
kills tons of people. Drives them crazy,
also,
too.
Oh, had slaves, so.
Mm-hmm. Owned human beings.
Owned human beings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, take everything with a grain of salt.
Counted human beings as 3/5 of a human being.
Yep, yep. And we're like, probably pretty proud of themselves for how progressive that was.
Oh, yeah. They were.
Really nailed that one.
Liberal
heroes. Yeah. Folk.
Classical liberal heroes.
Classical liberal resistance heroes. Yeah. The founding fathers.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know who Colonel Jack Moore is, but we are starting off with him.
I can't wait.
Colonel Jack Moore states, one of the greatest difficulties of the Talmudic Pharisees has been bringing communism into power while trying to conceal its Talmudic origin. However, the direct and circumstantial evidence that the communist revolution in Russia was a conspiracy perpetuated by Talmudic Jews
is
overwhelming. Circumstantial evidence that points to Jewish control of the communist revolution is that once the communists in Russia seized power, the first law they passed made anti-Semitism a crime punishable by death.
I love circumstantial evidence that says that racism is bad.
That's your first evidence that
what?
The Jews in charge. That they ban anti-Semitism.
If you want to prove this, let's look at circumstantial evidence.
Racism.
I'm going to use this evidence won't hold up in court.
Mm-hmm. God.
Oh, boy. There's a bolded passage further on the page that just says, bourgeoisie was a Bolshevik code word for Gentile. This is 200 pages away from the last paragraph about Jewish people.
Right, like I want there to be like a PDF of this book so I can just like type in the keywords mm-hmm. I know are in there.
Yeah.
Like obviously they're going to be talking about cultural Bolshevism throughout this
whole
thing.
Oh, I bet we run into some of that. Yep.
Should be noted, not once have we seen anything about the flat earth yet.
That's what I was about to say. Where does it get to the earth?
Nothing at all.
I'm confused about what the greatest lie on earth actually is.
Seems to be it's about the Jews?
Mm-hmm. Something.
As book is made very clear.
They're the ones that told us it was round.
Mm-hmm. Marx and Darwin, cultural Marxist co-conspirators.
Yeah, Marx and Darwin in a conspiracy uh-huh. to make people believe that we descended from monkeys so that they don't realize that the earth is
flat. Because if they thought that, then what? This is the thing about flat earthers that I don't get. Of like, why?
Cody, think of all the money there is to be made from selling tickets on planes that clearly don't work.
Robert, the planes work. The plane tickets work.
You don't
though.
Know anyone who's been on a plane.
I've been on a plane.
When did we discover that the earth was round?
Thousands of years ago. There was a guy in like fucking Egypt. I think he was a Greek, but he was in Egypt doing like in Cairo maybe, doing like the measurements, who like 3,000 years ago measured the circumference of the earth and was with like off by like a couple percent.
That means it's a lie. It's a conspiracy
now.
How
the heck did he do that?
He just used like basic mathematical deduction. Like he measured like the distance between these two points at like a certain like distance on the earth and then extrapolated that using some sort of like he's like moderately advanced math.
Yeah. He did the best math available at the time.
And he was like pretty close.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But Sounds like
it was the greatest lie on
part
earth.
Of the Jewish
yeah.
lie.
He was.
Was he Jewish? Yeah.
And a communist.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, yeah. here we go.
one of those 3,000-year-old communists.
Well, the roots of communism are very ancient.
Greek and Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Karl Marx, famous Babylonian.
I'm convinced you don't even need to read anymore, but please do.
Please do. Oh, boy. Okay. NASA and the Israel Space Agency for a long time had a very close working relationship. For example, in 1986, NASA and ISA entered into a formal agreement to share technology. The agreement is a means by which massive amounts of highly sensitive technology developed by NASA at taxpayer expense is handed over to Israel.
Okay.
So this is just against Jewish people.
This is just pages and pages about the Israeli Space Agency.
Like, straight up. And, like, again, what is the end game here? Why, like, and like, even like,
the end game is the world we live in, where everyone's a slave to believing the world's round.
I'm not a slave to believing that. I fly planes places. I look, and like, oh God, there's a documentary on flat earthers. It's fucking amazing. And it shows them, they go out and they're like, we're going to measure this distance on the earth. And we're going to film it. We're going to prove that this is all a lie. Mm-hmm. And they have these two lights, these two towers, these two points that they're going to measure from a far distance. Like, okay, well, if they're the same height, then that means that the earth is flat. And if they're different, then that means, okay, there's a curve to the earth and so on and so forth. So they do it, and they're not flat. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, that's weird. Wait, raise it up. They raise it up. Okay. Like, they literally just prove that they're wrong. Like,
they do a curve.
they set forth, like, here's our hypothesis, and if this is the result, then that means the earth is not flat, and they got that result, and they just can't.
I'll tell you what, the people that believe the earth is flat, I don't trust their mathematical skills anyway, even if they.
Yeah, fair point.
I don't know. That sounds like more Marxist claptrap.
Yeah. And if you want some Marxist claptrap,
yeah.
Nothing says Marxist claptrap like an ad.
Oh, yes.
Karl Marx, big fan of ads.
Big fan of ads. Ads for everybody.
So, from the Judeo-Bolshevik conspiracy, here's some ads for products.
Yeah.
We're back.
Mm.
We're talking about stuck in my throat.
Oh,
you know who's probably at fault for that? Karl Marx.
Yep.
Charles Darwin. And some goddamn monkey.
They all just shoved that chip down my throat. Mm-hmm. Didn't even give me a chance to chew it.
Classic Karl Marx. He's like the Hamburglar. Uh-huh.
Planet of the Apes. Marxist propaganda.
It really is.
Wow.
It wants us to get rid of our nukes just because they might wipe out all life on Earth and destroy our entire civilization.
Yeah, right. Fuck
like a bunch of fucking communists.
The Marxist viewpoint of total destruction is bad. I love knowing about communism.
There's that great story about how like the Russians built the Dead Hand system, which was like this missile defense system that basically they were like, the U.S. has better first strike capabilities than us. We'll build this system so that if all of their missiles, if they kill everybody in the Kremlin, if, you know, our missile defense system doesn't get like a signal from the Kremlin after so much time, it'll automatically launch our entire arsenal just to like make sure even if we're all dead, we can wipe them out.
Yeah. And the mutually assured destruction is great.
And so like this, the story goes, it's not confirmed, but the story goes that they built this thing called the Dead Hand. And then like the scientist who built it presented it to the Soviet general staff and explained how it worked. And they were like, no, tear that thing down.
Oh,
like,
this is
a step too far. And I wonder if that had gone before Congress in an open voting session, mm-hmm. I think they probably would have been like, well, no, of course this makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Like there's no, of course, at least a lot of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
A disappointing amount of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. An unsurprising but still disappointing amount of them would be in support of that.
Now, before we get back to the book, you guys have to have noticed that I've been wearing a very heavy medallion the entire day.
Yes, of course.
You guys wondered what this very heavy medallion is? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's the second place award for the California State Ultimate Arm Wrestling League Championship.
What? Did you earn that?
No.
Okay.
I've never competitively arm wrestled.
Sure, yeah.
My roommate was on a plane with the guy who won this, And her story, I think he was probably flirting with her, but she says that she let him hold her dog during takeoff, and he was so touched by that that he gave her this award, which she then immediately gave to me. And this is relevant because at the end of the flight, after bonding over the course of the flight, he told her that since he now trusted her enough to admit this, he wanted her to know that the world was flat.
No way! Yes. That's a great story.
Now, this guy's an engineer in his main job, which I think a lot of these people are. So I think actually a lot of them are good at math.
Yeah,
they're just really disputing good. My point, but I still don't trust them.
No, I think it's that they're good at, like, they've done research on this, that, like, the smarter you are, the better you are at convincing yourself that bullshit is true. Mm-hmm. Like, because a lot of engineers become terrorists. A lot of engineers. The smartest guy I knew growing up, the guy who, like, taught me how to play Dungeons and Dragons, was a brilliant electrical engineer who was a flat, or not a flat earth, but who was a young earth creationist.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where you'd argue with him and he would be able to, like, get into these, like, really fine, like, niche points about, like, carbon dating. And it's like, yeah, but dude, you're spending the whole time talking about, like, one niche issue you have with carbon dating. And it's like, there's a mountain of evidence, like, including buildings that are 8,000 years old that I've stepped in.
Right.
Like,
it's another reason why being middle of the road's better. Too smart, you don't do yourself any.
Yeah. I mean, that's a tactic in general, just being like, this tiny little thing is problematic, therefore everything is not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's the only way to convince yourself that what you're saying, you know, you have to just ignore the rest of it.
Speaking of which, let's get back to
the
greatest lie on earth.
There needs to be some sort of catchy song for the greatest lie
on earth. There really should be.
Yeah, why didn't that come with a CD-ROM companion that you can click around in?
I don't know. Okay. Prior to the Apollo 1 capsule disaster, an inspection official, Thomas Barron, wrote a 500-page report that documented mismanagement and incompetence at NASA's Pad 34, where the Apollo 1 disaster took place. Thomas Barron testified before Congress regarding the deaths of Grissom, White, and Chaffee. Okay, so this is all about... What are we getting to? What's the meat of this here? They're talking about the Apollo 1 disaster, all those astronauts burned up.
Was it a fake so that they couldn't go into space and prove that the Earth was flat?
No. Barron's 500-page report mysteriously disappeared, and to this day it has never been found.
Okay.
NASA failed to discredit Barron before Congress, and they could not allow him to repeat what he knew to the press. All criminal organizations know that dead men tell no tales. Within a week after his congressional testimony, Barron, his wife, and stepdaughter were killed when his car allegedly stalled at a railroad crossing and was stuck by a train.
Huh.
So.
Well, no.
Yeah. Mm. That's NASA is suspicious. A criminal organization.
Yeah, I get it. I believe
that's true. You know,
it seems the capsule was modified to make it impossible for the astronauts to free themselves from the capsule if something went awry during the test. In his book, NASA Mooned America, Ralph Rene explains. Also, was it really the vicissitudes of life that the outward opening hatch was coincidentally changed that very morning to one that opened inward? An inward opening hatch meant that any. Okay, so he's saying that, NASA murdered the Apollo 1 astronauts in order to fake. The moon landing?
That doesn't seem like something they would do.
Well, right, so like...
It doesn't seem like it would help in that.
No.
It's just this kind of stuff that's so bizarre, because like, okay, let's say that they killed those people to stop anyone from being able to prove that the Earth was actually flat. Explain every other thing that NASA has done.
Yeah. Yeah, all of the...
Every other thing.
Yeah, including all of the...
all of the other times when people didn't die.
Well, and, like, the Soviet Union, like, the nation with, like, the most interest in making it seem like we didn't land on the moon, never, like... Never
right.
Yeah, I think...
Right, like, they did, like, yeah, like, oh, they did it.
Yeah.
I think my favorite...
They beat us. Like,
is,
no, they would...
Yeah, this idea of a worldwide conspiracy. So, like, we can't agree on anything, but we're all going to agree to say that the Earth is flat.
Yeah,
we're just going to agree on that. Nobody spill the beans.
Mm-hmm. Right, like there's not one person who's like, I was in on it with everybody, because everyone's in it, obviously. And I'm the one person who's like, I got to tell everybody.
I think that's because all the people behind the conspiracy.
Don't say it.
You want to know what group they're all part of?
Don't say it.
Starts with a J.
Don't
I
do
think
it.
That's what they're going to, I think that's what they're getting to.
I know that's what they're getting to. I've heard
don't you think Putin
passages
would like,
from this book. I know what they're doing.
Putin would be like... With that little smile, like, I know a secret. You know.
Yeah, or
just
like...
Let it spill.
Yeah.
So they get into how President Bush said that, like, by 2015, he wanted to have a manned mission to the moon, and we didn't get to the moon. And there's a bunch of reasons for that, including, like, they say, going back to the moon with today's technology should be a piece of cake. It's still going to the moon.
You do it, bro.
It's still going to the moon, and you still got to decide to do it and, like, commit to doing it.
Yeah, it's...
I agree. We should go to the moon, and we should maybe settle on the moon before we decide to, like, put people on Mars. But maybe it's not the Jews who are stopping us from doing that to convince everybody that the Earth is actually
not flat. Give the book a chance.
I'm going to trace this book down, see where we get to the...
Okay.
Oh, boy, Ron Howard shows up.
What?
What? Arrested Development? What? How does this happen? Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay. So they're talking about how, like, apparently the original tapes of the moon landing walks disappeared.
Right.
Proof of this is that when Howard, Ron Howard's documentary commemorating the moon landings was finally produced without this essential material, he resorted to filling about 95% of the gap with reenactments of moonwalks, which he likewise filmed in a television studio. Okay, so they go on like this, and then they get to Arrested Development. Incidentally, Ron Howard engaged in a limited hangout of the truth of Apollo 11 moon landing hoax during a video is a clip. That's not great text.
It's not.
The video is a clip from a season 4 episode of Arrested Development entitled The B Team, which aired in 2013 on Netflix.
You're the person he's making fun of.
God.
They go through, they actually have clips from the whole script where he talks about the faking of the moon landing.
It's a joke. It's a comedy show.
They are not. This goes on for pages, Katie. They are not treating this as
so
a joke.
This is so funny.
God, what?
Popular reality TV show Arrested Development.
Yeah.
Did you know
making the revelation during a TV show is the perfect way in which to spin the evidence of the moon hoax.
Wow.
Howard is able to reinforce the myth of the Earth floating in the vacuum of space.
Did you know that A Modest Proposal is proof of government's conspiracy to eat babies?
I mean, have you ever eaten an Irish baby?
Delicious.
Obviously, I have. I'm part of the conspiracy.
Spread thin over a Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so tasty.
They call it a California cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like mine with like a little of the vinegar that they serve there.
The next chapter is NASA and Freemasonry.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Now we're getting to it.
Now we're really booking in. Thomas Africa.
What?
Not a real name.
I'm trying to think, like, who's like... Like, I really, I want a PDF because I want to search, like, Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Do they talk about Zack Snyder for some reason?
I mean, they...
Like,
I bet you could get a PDF version.
Honey Boo Boo. There's a Honey Boo Boo chapter, I'm sure.
There's got to be a Honey Boo Boo chapter. The theory of relativity is a complete lie. It is based entirely on convoluted and deceptive mathematical models.
Okay.
And then we start talking about Tesla.
Okay, sure, okay. Sure.
Is he a flat earther too?
He was the most brilliant in scientist and inventor of his time.
All right, guys.
And yet?
Yeah. In 1935, Tesla called Einstein's theory of relativity a magnificent mathematical garb which fascinates, dazzles, and makes people blind to the underlying errors. The theory is like a beggar clothed in purple whom ignorant people take for a king. Its exponents are brilliant men, but they are metaphysicists rather than scientists.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so we get some Tesla in there.
David Bowie's got some things to say. Mm-hmm.
There is a professor named Herbert Dingell. I'm enjoying
it. You just wanted to say that name.
A lot of shockingly entertaining names in this book. Dr. Dingell.
Dr. Dingell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Dr. Dingell reveals the key point that is the cornerstone of the theory of relativity. Many highfalutin scientists do not seem to know this simple fact. Oh, my God. If the language of mathematics, we can tell lies as well as truths. Within the scope of mathematics itself, there is no possible way of telling one from the other. See, they're almost getting it. They're like, yeah, if you can lie to yourself with mathematics, like...
Go a little farther.
Yeah,
buddy. You're so close. You're so close to figuring it out.
And if that's true, then what else is also true?
What lies could you maybe convince yourself of?
You're so close to, like... A moment passing, and then you hitting Control A, and then delete, and deleting your entire manuscript. You're so close.
Dr. Benjamin H. Friedman, a former Jew, states that the...
Sorry, that's not how it works.
States that the Khazars were a pagan nation whose religious worship was a mixture of phallic worship and other forms of idolatry. In the 7th century, their king Bulkan chose Talmudism, which most now call Judaism, mm-hmm. as the state religion. Most Khazar Jews are called Yiddish. These Ashkenazi Jews are people without any allegiance to any nation. Their primary objective is to own the entire world. And then we start quoting a letter to Karl Marx. Oh, boy.
Of course. Why wouldn't you do that?
Oh, boy.
Does this book talk about IQ?
Oh, I'm going to bet it does. Mm. I'm going to bet it does.
I also bet that it does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take that bet, sorry.
Mm. No.
Yeah, it's wise.
According to John Torrell, in the Jewish Kabbalah, the Holy Serpent is trying to set herself free from the bottomless pit. Once she does this, she can enter the earth as the Messiah. What does this have to do with the flat earth?
That question doesn't belong in this book. Why would you ask that? What?
Oh, I feel like there's a good image somewhere in here. Okay.
All right, you got to have like a crazy map, right? With a lot of arrows pointed and other stuff labeled. And
there
what?
It is.
It's just a picture of a globe.
That's a picture of a globe. What are you trying to do?
It's not even a good part of the globe. It's just a picture of the globe with a logo.
Also, like,
what's it proving?
Oh, okay. So it says it's depiction by a former NASA employee and spherical Earth advocate showing the shortest flight path from Washington, D.C. to Tokyo, Japan on a spherical Earth. Oh, we're getting into flight paths now.
Oh, good. So I'm not, like, super well-versed in flat Earth theory.
Mm-hmm.
Do they ever address other planets?
No, there aren't other planets.
You...
No, the Earth is flat, and there's a firmament shining over it that are like literal lights that God installed for us to look at. There's no other planets. We're the center of the universe.
God
just made the one planet.
So he made the one planet, and then there are twinkly little lights that he put up.
That's why there's no moon landing.
But then they're, like, of the many twinkly lights, they're all very, very different. And mm-hmm. some are distinctly, like, planet-sized and shaped. And,
God's
and
a tricky
the light
little
from
fucker.
The, okay, but like also we can look
lights.
At the like the bandwidth and like the light Duh. That is reflected back. We can determine like the elements that the sun and mm-hmm. The stars and the planets are made of. Like that's
Cody.
That sounds
you've
like
just
some nonsense.
Tricked yourself with your math.
Yeah.
Cody, you sound absurd and you're overthinking it.
But we analyze the light and then we can determine like what the elements.
Cody, you need to know when you're out of your depth.
But.
When these people talk about that stuff, it reminds me of that one great Bill Hicks bit when he talked about like the people who believe that dinosaur fossils were like hidden by God to trick us.
Mm.
It's like this imagine this trickster God.
They're
gonna
like,
believe there were dinosaurs.
It's like what is that like a test of faith, really?
Yeah.
Or is it just like nonsense or being an asshole?
I would love it if, like, God came down and he was like, it was all just lies.
Right, like, yeah. Somebody like, gotcha. Thousands of years. Gotcha.
It's cosmic April Fools, and I'm like that fucking Timex watch where they made that ad
yeah,
for the
right,
25th
like,
hour
right,
they played
on a large enough video. On a large enough scale, these thousands of years, was it one day, and that happens to be April Fools.
And God is just as annoying at, like, every shitty video game developer
right?
who, like...
Guess what? Everything, you gotta buy loot crates now. All right, well, wait till tomorrow when you... no planets. I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say I'm on board because of all the stuff that I was also saying, but I understand now that there are no planets.
There are no planets. The sun is alive. Oh, well, here we go.
Galaxies also.
Yeah.
Okay, so we
this
got a
is...
page. Flip
Ooh,
to the UN
yeah.
logo. Mm-hmm. Taking about half the page.
Hey, Robert.
What?
The UN. Am I right?
Yes, you probably are.
Can we do a control F find that in the?
Well, it does say that notice how the number of sections of the UN flag logo, there are exactly 33 sections, which correlates nicely with the 33 degrees of the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry.
Okay, now we're getting into some real stuff.
I am so mad at numbers for like human beings naturally like notice patterns and they categorize stuff, but that doesn't mean all patterns are real and actual things that numbers need to be less simple
mm-hmm.
and less easy to create patterns.
Yeah. They're talking about an ice wall too.
Did
yeah.
you know that 33, so 33,
no.
33,
you just melt that with a dragon. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they think it's real and what keeps us from getting at the
White Walker.
If you
yeah.
you double 33, you get 66, and that's very close.
That's only one six
that's
away.
Only
from,
one
from the devil's six number.
Away from the devil's number.
Oh,
I do really want like the Game of Thrones like the map where it's like the flat the flat Earth like fantasy style map.
Yeah.
Where it labels everything and like here's
yeah.
where the Freemasons live and here's where they're coordinating with this group, Gondor or whatever.
The Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Fauna and Flora prove the Earth is flat. Chapter 25.
A whole chapter about flora and fauna.
Mm-hmm. And how they prove the Earth is flat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about its species of Antarctic animals.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they all know the world
if you
is
listen,
flat.
If mm-hmm. you listen closely enough, you can hear, if you go to like into the woods, you can hear deer whisper, "The Earth is flat." The Earth is flat.
That actually might be schizophrenia, Cody.
No, it's proof. I'm pretty sure it's proof. Sorry.
I wonder how they think the world stays afloat.
Let's see if we can find. Oh, well, it doesn't. It's just flat. It's like the bottom.
We're at the bottom.
It's like a okay. It's like you ever had like a turtle, and you keep them in a cage.
Sure.
And the bottom is flat, and then they have that light shining down on them that they think is the sun.
Mm-hmm.
We're like a turtle in a mm-hmm. cage.
So
then what are we sitting inside? Like, what's outside of it then?
Like a nice terrarium God built for us.
Yeah, but then what's outside that terrarium?
God, just God.
And, like his, and then like where's his God? Room? Where's God sitting? What's God sitting
he's
on?
He's probably like sitting on his bed. His There's throne. Just a bunch of like crusty cum socks lying around okay. him. Like God's a 16-year-old.
His feet are resting on our terrarium, yes. as we've been told. And there's literally nothing underneath us.
Yeah. He's playing a lot of Rust.
All I'm saying a lot of Rust.
Is that
he's a
God
real
exists
asshole.
With this terranium in some space. Mm.
Oh boy.
Sitting on some planet, some world.
No, planets don't exist, sorry.
I'm confused.
Oh boy. We okay. I just opened it to page 400. And the phrase New World Order is bolded twice.
Great.
Of course.
I'm just gonna read one of those paragraphs. President Bush was not leading anything. He was simply an effeminate sycophant who was obedient to his Zionist overlords.
Hmm.
A little known fact is that one of the first public mentions of a New World Order, which is not bolded, but the other ones are, was in reference to the worldwide interests of the Jews.
Ah.
The October 6th, 1940 issue of the New York Times reported that Arthur Greenwood, member without portfolio in the British War Cabinet, assured the Jews of the United States that when victory was achieved, an effort would be made to found a New World Order. Maybe because the Second World War destroyed the old one. The message from Greenwood was delivered by Rabbi Maurice L. Perlsweg, chairman of the British section of the Executive Committee of the World Jewish Congress, to Dr. Stephen S. Wise, chairman of the Executive Committee of the World Jewish Congress. Greenwood's message was to the Jews and for the Jews.
Oh, no.
And then they actually have a picture of the New York Times article, in which is clearly like writing of wrong seen as like one of the headlines on it, where they're just talking about like everyone felt bad about the genocide and was like, we're not going to let this happen again.
Yeah.
We're going to change the order of the world so that 6 million people gassed to death. That's all that's going on in this article.
No, it sounds like it's about the shape of the earth.
Yeah.
Greenwood's statement was designed to enlist the powerful Jewish interests in the war with Germany. If they were so powerful,
like what?
Why would we have they?
What was the
then?
Holocaust?
I'm curious what their thoughts are. It didn't happen.
Oh boy, the Skull and Bone Society is just one of many occult organizations doing the work of the devil.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good line there.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get the devil in here.
Yep. George speculates that elite Jews created the Jewish God as their egregore, an instrument of their collected will, their desire to vanquish the heathens and rule supreme. Could it be possible that the ancient Levite priests found a way to create a supernatural entity from the collective mind of the tribe of Judah?
I'm sorry, are they suggesting...
a supernatural entity?
Are they suggesting...
Well, if they have that knowledge, I'm sorry, they deserve way more respect than what they're giving them.
Egregore.
They're saying literally they created a supernatural god?
Called Egregore.
It's not like they made up this like
right.
false
no,
religion. Like
one.
They literally made...
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, that would be straight up magic, so cool.
Sounds like a people who could do that. Maybe the Nazis wouldn't have wound it almost conquering
it
the world.
It also seems that. Yeah. Like they wouldn't...
Also, Egregore sounds like the name of a monster in the Advanced Dungeons & Dragons handbook I had
it's
when I was 12.
It really does.
I'm pretty sure it's one of Danny's dragons.
Mm-hmm. Egregore. Oh, no, this Egregore is Lucifer. Okay,
oh.
So the Jews created the devil.
They created the devil.
Oh, my God. Elite Jews have made him the master meme of the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
The master meme?
The master meme.
Do we mean meme in the same...
Is this like right? Is this the Dawkins meme or is this like?
I think this is
like
internet
meme.
Nerd meme. I mean, this guy.
What book? What year is this book?
Like now.
This is a recent book.
2018.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wait, no. 2016 was the first edition.
Ah, that meme magic.
Well, they had to update it with all.
Oh,
the new
I don't
data.
Know, but oh my god, you guys! I just opened it up to like this the first page where they've got like the publication information. Mm-hmm. Other books from Green.
Oh, yeah.
From Green
yeah,
Mountain Publishing. 9/11, Enemies Foreign and Domestic. Okay, that could be a normal book.
But
if it was made in like 2002, could be a normal book.
But it's not.
But it's not. Solving the Mystery of, all caps, Babylon the Great.
Okay.
The Anti-Gospel.
Okay.
Bloody Zion.
Okay.
What Shall I Do to Inherit Eternal Life? Mm-hmm. Murder, Rape, and Torture in a Catholic Nunnery.
Okay.
Rome's Responsibility for the Assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
And
honestly,
Antichrist,
yeah.
The Beast Revealed. Yeah, how about done with that one? Let's do it. Let's fucking.
I'm super into finding out how the Romans are to blame for the assassination.
I have been saying for fucking years that Marcus Licinius Crassus was the fucking guy behind. What was that, Daniel?
Ad break.
It's time for an ad break.
Okay.
this is Sophie's not here, so we've gone well off the rails.
Willy-nilly.
There's no script. There's just
normally you have like, here's what I've prepared. I've looked really deep into this, and I know what you're gonna get at, and you're gonna ask me, and I've got the answers.
Are we on
you
the
just
ad
got
break?
A book?
I did not. I could never have expected Egregor to come into this.
Egregor, the demon that the Jews literally created
the
in
demon
the world.
Meme.
Like,
yeah, it's all real time. Are we currently on break right now? No, yeah. Oh, we're still doing it.
We're still doing it, but it's about to be break, but someone has to lead us into ads.
I will. I just want to say one point.
What's that?
Hearing that list, it just strikes me. I'm sure the person who wrote this book believes all this shit. The publishers, they are such grifters. They're just like, oh, yep, that's a conspiracy theory. Yeah, that sounds good. Our Looney Tunes customers will love it.
Mm-hmm. Have you considered the possibility that the publishers are, in fact, Egregor?
Not until now.
Wow. You know what they might be? Ad Gregor.
Oh, God. I'm going to have to take a break.
Because it's time for ads.
We're back.
We're back. We're back, Gregor.
Talking about Egregor, which I just found on the previous page. I should have read this ahead of time. An Egregor is an autonomous god of the collective group mind, and it influences the thoughts of a group of people. Hmm. So the Judaic Egregor is Lucifer. I just want to make sure that that's really clear here.
Okay? I need to, I'm real quick. So it's an autonomous god of a collective mind.
Yes.
So...
It's
a belief?
Autonomous, but there it's a collective
it's
mind.
It's
a collective
autonomous.
Mindset, and this is an autonomous aspect of it.
It's well reasoned.
Yeah, I think so.
Well reasoned, Cody.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems
don't give a
consistent.
Bad faith argument.
No. Yeah, I'm convinced about all the sentences I've
heard
so far.
I don't know. This book's kind of maybe changing my mind.
Mm. Oh boy. So there's a quote from a guy named Henry Mackow in this that's fucking bonkers.
Oh.
Leia was one of my classmates in the Geneva University, Switzerland, where I was studying psychology. She was an attractive blue-eyed blonde lady. As she was wearing a Star of David, I asked if she was a believer. She answered yes and no, adding that she believed in a god of the Jews who was serving the Jews rather than being served by them. I immediately asked whether she was speaking of an egregor. Her only response was yes, and she broke the conversation. Never again did we mention that subject.
I have a feeling that she was like, yeah, and then left because... Who is this weird nerd psycho?
Egregor?
Egregor. Yeah, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then we didn't talk again because you're a weird, creepy dude. Because
he was creepy, saw my Star of David, and asked if I believed in an egregor.
I'm sorry, you don't look Jewish.
That is how I hit on women.
Uh-huh.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You believe in an egregor?
Mm. Well, it works for you.
Do you want to?
It does. It does. You just it's all about confidence and having this second place arm wrestling championship.
Well, that does go a long way.
That's a good theory. I would also posit that story is a lie.
Yeah, that it's true as every story a politician's ever told of like a service worker being like,
I was
like,
talking to Tom over there.
The TSA agents told me.
Right. Thank you, sir.
That's one of the pieces of evidence I think that we could heal as a nation, that both on the left and right, it seems equally, politicians are obsessed with lying that like low-level service workers secretly want them to know they support them.
Can't get enough. Yeah.
Can't get enough of Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I am beloved.
Yeah.
Walking up to Paul Ryan and Brian Schatz and just being like, I love you both. Mm-hmm. I can't thank you for your service.
I was lying and went through the TSA line a couple of weeks ago, and it was like on my birthday, and the TSA agent like noticed and wished me a happy birthday, and that alone was so shocking that it like threw me off of my whole airport rhythm, because normally like they could not care less.
Oh,
walks through the line.
Yeah,
like,
you do the thing and you move along.
You had a gun in your hands as long as it didn't set off the metal detector, they wouldn't notice. But they're apparently talking to politicians all the time. Okay. The earthly god of Judaism, who is androgynous, is known as Leviathan or Malkut. So Egregore and Leviathan or Malkut. Leviathan is an evil god adopted by the rabbis as the god. Wow.
What?
Wow, this just keeps going.
This is fascinating because aside from like, it's definitely Nazi propaganda.
This is literal Nazi propaganda. I did not expect it to turn into that.
Right.
But Page is more.
Oh, yeah. But like, but the thing about like the flat earth stuff is like normally you get like, oh, like these are lies by people and like here's how the math is actually wrong and like here are the flight patterns and here's the, like normally it's not, it's still nonsense, but it's at least grounded in some form of reality.
Right.
I was not expecting demigods to be involved in this.
Yeah, this is like a fantasy fiction, not a scientific reasoning.
Yeah.
I think we bang through like the stuff about airplane flights and the ice wall and the firmament in the first, like, 40%, so we can get right into Egregore.
Right, right.
Get that out of the way.
You know, like, obviously, you all know this stuff. Yeah.
Let's start talking about Egregore, baby.
This is the good stuff. Wait to have your minds blown.
Oh, my God. The Jewish Egregore, or group god, is a communist beast that is kept together through anti-Semitism.
What?
Anti-Semitism is the means by which the head of the snake keeps the body of Jews fighting in lockstep its leadership. Without anti-Semitism, the body of Jews would disperse and be assimilated into Gentile nations. This simply cannot be. Oh, what?
I see. Anti-Semitism is the Jews' fault. So you see, do you see? Obviously,
he does
Robert,
think anti-Semitism
done by the rabbis to keep them in line so they can make the egregore.
They require anti-Semitism to survive. Don't you get it? This is literally just like Lauren Southern saying, like, "Oh yeah, they make up Nazi groups all the time to survive."
Yeah, it's oh,
it's good.
Boy.
Is that you were gonna say it's good? It's good and accurate.
The language of witchcraft always carries two meanings. You knew that.
Doesn't know.
We always knew that.
I feel stupid. I did not know that.
Well, let me explain to you, Katie.
Please do.
There's the esoteric meaning for the uninitiated public, and then there's the esoteric meaning that is only understood by the inner circle of initiates. Mm. For example, Jewish communists claim that they are atheists. That is the esoteric meaning of communist doctrine. However, the occult meaning of communism is hidden. The esoteric meaning of communism is that the collective body of Jews make up the egregore. This is like six pages later.
This doesn't make any sense.
We're still talking about the
this
egregore.
This doesn't make sense on many different levels.
Oh, it doesn't.
Like, I know I just said this, but they're hitting hard on the fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
In a way that, like, you don't, like, don't go that route.
Mm-mm.
No, no, no. You have to use, like, quote, facts and logic.
Just try to convince people that the world's flat.
That, fantasy works well with assholes that you want to convert to your opinion. If we look at the KKK, you know,
right.
They love it.
They love their goblins.
Yeah, we've talked, like, the fascist Kleagles mysticism and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. They're into that.
Magical thinking.
Nazis love to put it. Have that magical way of.
Oh boy, that is a sentence. Holy shit!
Don't you dare
share it.
The twisted Babylonian god of modern Jewry is as expressed in the Talmud and Kabbalah is a god of vengeance and the hatred of Gentiles and particularly Christians. Wow! No, oh God, oh God!
I hate this.
Maybe
book.
You don't need to finish
oh,
that
god.
Sentence.
No, this is. I don't think I can read, like, I keep switching through pages to try to get past the literal Nazi, and we're still, another 10 pages, the ritual sacrifice of Gentile children. The blood Passover. Yeah, we're straight into the blood Passover stuff, which is a medieval myth that, like, rabbis use the blood of, like, Gentile kids to make their Passover bread. It was one of, like, the things that was in the soil of all of Western Europe that was, like, sort of exploited by the Nazis in order to, like, get the people to turn over their Jewish neighbors and stuff. Like, that was a major underlying aspect of the Holocaust. Right just in there. Yeah. Pages and pages of, like, this is like 1920s era.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's, earlier.
Yeah, it's
1850. They're talking about, like, an alleged ritual murder of a Catholic priest from 1850 on the next page.
Speaking of flat Earth, like what?
Yeah.
Just like a friendly reminder that this is about the flat Earth.
Yeah, where does it get back to the Earth?
I flipped another five pages over. Still. On May 1st, 1989, Oprah Winfrey interviewed a Jewish woman, and now we're talking about ritual sacrifice of babies again. I was shocked that Oprah Winfrey threw in there. She's still on there. Three pages later, we're still talking about Oprah.
You get a conspiracy.
Still Oprah on the next page too. Okay, we're past Oprah. Still anti-Semitism. 50 pages of straight Nazi propaganda so far.
I feel like a little bit further. If there was a lot of ritual sacrifices of babies and whatnot.
Page 460, saw the Talmud.
No.
Page 469, elite Jews, first word on the page.
Yikes.
They love just like, and I'm sorry, they, like all, like just all these kooks, like just the ritual sacrifice and like the eating the babies, like that, like the Pizzagate Q kind of stuff. It's all just like cut from the same cloth.
Oh, 9/11 was an inside job stuff.
Sure.
So we get past the anti-Semitism, and 9/11's an inside job.
I mean,
job.
You say that, but who did it? Can I guess?
Oh.
I think
it might have been the Catholic Church.
Oh.
They killed Abraham Lincoln.
they did. Okay.
Really wanted him dead.
All right. I'm sorry for making assumptions, Nazi propaganda book.
Oh, boy. Flatley seems emphatic about his beliefs in a flat earth. In his comments, he calls those who believe in a globular earth globetards.
Okay, yep. Clever.
Oh, that's good. But he does not like Flatley. He's a shill. I think he might just be another successful flat earth person.
It's right there in his name. He was born
right
for
there
this.
In his name.
All right, I bet there's like a lot of infighting where this flat earther doesn't get into the Jewish conspiracy stuff enough. And like that's the stuff that matters. Why are you talking about this stuff?
It's the egregore,
right? Like, yeah, stop talking about the flight patterns. Talk about the egregore,
guys. Stop fighting. You're both wrong.
You're both wrong. All right, I'm just gonna flip to the very end because I got to see how this shit concludes.
Mm-hmm. I bet it concludes
on page
terribly.
616.
Wow.
Oh, they conclusion, didn't get the to earth
666. Wait, did they get to 666? Is it more than 666 pages?
You know what? Yeah, it is actually with the there's like 100 pages of bibliography.
Is it all just like Mein Kampf?
Yeah,
like,
Joseph L. Flatley, The Earth is Flat and They Don't Want You to Know.
God.
Oh boy.
They isn't surrounded by parentheticals.
Israel to
is
pay
it?
Students to defend it online. Israeli students get the Electronic Intifada, good source.
Mm.
boy. George Washington, the world's first social media war, Israel versus Hamas, Zero Hedge. Another unimpeachable source.
I like getting my news from an avatar of Tyler Durden.
Yes. Oh, boy. A lot of sources from Michael Hoffman's Judaism Discovered.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. All right.
Seems
all
legit.
Right. Let's get... All right.
Yeah, let's
right.
see how this baby 616, wraps up.
Here we go.
Let's see this. Soren Kierkegaard stated, there are two ways to be fooled. One is to believe what isn't true. The other is to refuse to believe what is true. God states that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Timothy 3:13. The so-called scientists that are pushing heliocentrism have been deceived and have in turn become deceivers themselves. They are fools who speak lies and refuse to believe the truth. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. We are admonished to keep the faith and not join with those so-called scientists who oppose God's word. And then there's a Bible quote about false science and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, there we go.
Okay.
All right.
There we go. You wrapped up
civilly.
Y'all convinced?
Yeah, they were civil. They didn't mention all the terrible stuff.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is two pages from the end.
Oh yeah. He
says he inadvertently exposes heliocentrism for what it really is. That's nice.
I bet he doesn't.
Tyson uses the satanic trick of an all or nothing interpretation of the Bible.
What?
Oh boy.
But like how do you wait, so they're saying that like you can pick and choose which part of the Bible you believe in?
I know. There's that. And then also the quote you'd said about believing the wrong thing but also the trap of believing the
Yeah, you either believe the what's untrue or you refuse to believe
the truth.
What's true?
Yeah, dude, that's right. Well said.
Seems like you might have written 516 pages.
I think
pages
he lost. I think he got all turned around as he was doing it.
Yeah, he got a little stuck in the weeds.
God, there's more Oprah in here than I expected.
There's more Ron Howard in there than I expected.
There's definitely more direct quotes from an episode of Arrested Development than I anticipated.
A lot more Mitch Hurwitz material.
You know
than
what?
I expected
it's
to
a lot
see.
More than they expected. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. Probably didn't expect themselves to see themselves cited in the Nazi propaganda.
Narrator
book.
Says. They
yeah,
didn't.
They didn't.
Well, Edward Hendry, Great Mountain last. Publishing.
Not as convincing as you may have wanted it to be. So.
Yeah, when I said earlier that I was maybe being convinced, I was joking.
And I did not know the word egregore before
I'm
this.
I'm thrilled.
And I'm going to be using that a
it's
lot.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Reclaim the word egregore.
We could, yeah, I mean, theoretically, I don't know how many people it takes to make an egregore. We get a couple hundred thousand listeners an episode. We could all
collectively
make an egregore
with our our minds create
an autonomous consciousness
creature.
In our collective
and we could make our egregore fight Edward Hendry.
Wouldn't that prove him right though?
Only
that an egregore exists and like is possible.
Yeah,
make
but
a
what
good
if ours
egregore.
Isn't Lucifer?
Oh, can it not be Lucifer?
Yeah, I think so. What if we name ours Hedward Endry?
Hendrigor.
Hendrigor.
Hendrigor. Hendrigor. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean you could look
Edward
at it.
Gore.
If
no.
an egregore is just a bunch of people thinking like the same thing to try to like everyone who
like
donated
meditation.
To my GoFundMe could really be part of an egregore.
Good plug. Maybe
we're making egregore,
but good. Egregore, but
good. Egregore, but good.
Good Gregor.
So thank you for being part of my egregore. That is very unrelated to this, but also not because the audiobook's about Nazis.
It's pretty close, actually. Like.
Anyway, this was my maybe misguided way of thanking everyone for donating.
I mean, straight up did not expect the Nazi stuff as
yeah,
much. Like,
I did not either. I thought it would just be like baddie science, but that right. that went right into Nazi territory.
Yeah. Yeah, we opened to a lot of random pages, and it was all mostly Nazi.
A lot of it was Nazis. Just
cool.
A lot of it was Nazis. And Professor Dingle. Which,
and of course, yeah, got to get Dingle
in
there.
Funny name, got to get a Dingle in there. Yeah. So.
Dr. Dingle.
I don't know. You guys want to plug your pluggables?
Why not?
Mm-hmm. After that literal Nazi propaganda we just read through?
We've got a podcast. We got a YouTube show.
Yeah. Check out our support us on Patreon if you do that. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/somemorenews.
Even More News is the podcast. Mm-hmm. Some More News is
the show on YouTube.
You guys tired of us repeating this?
Right.
Every
you
time?
Probably are familiar.
No, they should listen. They should watch.
Follow.
We just got an office. It's exciting.
Some More News. Twitter. Dr. Mr. Cody is.
And I'm Katie Stoll. And don't spell it K-A-T-I-E because that's wrong. It's K-A-T-Y.
No, mm-hmm. you know why people try to spell it K-A-T-I-E?
Because of Willard? Or
no,
because
of an evil. Well.
I ruined where you're going. I thought you were being sincere because almost everybody confuses me with Katie Willard.
When I do speech to text on my phone and I say Katie, it automatically spells it IE.
Ridiculous.
And I always change it, but it never picks up on it.
See, I'm being, you know, marginalized
you're
over
oppressed,
here.
Yeah.
I'm oppressed.
And you know who else is being marginalized? The good people. At Great Mountain Publishing.
Great Mountain Publishing.
A great mountain, the top of which from you can occasionally see the curve of the earth.
Oh, perhaps. Oh, interesting.
If it's a real great mountain.
I've been wanting to like point that out about the publishing company since we started. I was like, there's something there. Like, come on. It's called Great Mountain Publishing.
Well, thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Cody.
You're welcome.
Listeners, check out their stuff. Donate to their Patreon. Do not donate anymore to my GoFundMe. It's got plenty. But thank you very much. I'll do another one probably in a year, and I'm sure find another book that accidentally winds up being Nazi propaganda.
Intense. Yeah. Like metaphysical
like,
Nazi propaganda.
Really. Like esoteric. Like Nazi propaganda so intense that the Nazis moved past it by the late 30s and were like, that's too mystical for us.
We'll stick to the...
We don't need the witchcraft.
It's like, it's like written as like, you're already a Nazi, okay? And we're going to take you a little farther. Like, you're already on board with the stuff we're going to say.
Let's tell you about the fucking egregore.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
God. Ooh.
What a
surprise.
Delight.
surprise. All right. That's the episode. Check us out on behindthebastards.com. I will not put any sources up for this because the source is just the greatest lie on earth, and you don't need to be buying that shit.
You don't need to.
We're on Twitter at @BastardsPod. I'm on Twitter at IWriteOK. And remember, I love 100% of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the real thank you, that's not the Nazi propaganda.